Though we always think we're too full somehow on Thanksgiving, there's always room for a little bite of dessert. To end our special Thanksgiving feast, Walter Whitewater shares with us his Pinyon Chocolate Torte. It's his unique take on a recipe his grandmother taught him.
Thanksgiving is very special because that's the time that we give back. We feed the family, you know. We share the food that we harvest, that we make. A place called Pinyon, Arizona. I'm from there. Around this time, the people usually harvest pinyon a lot. Pinyon nuts, it's a very sacred to the native people here in the Southwest. These are pine nuts. Then you just grind them. Sometimes they usually have shells in it. So you take the shells off, and then the inside, the nuts, is the one that we use, and we grind them. The dessert that I'm making called Pinyon Chocolate Torte. I first learned when I was probably like around 16, and then the years went by again. I came back to the reservation. Then when I started cooking with grandma, you know, and then I started to realizing things that I wanted to do things a little different. It takes a whole cup of to do a pinyon nuts, you know. So you crack them and you take them out of the shells. I usually put them in a Cuisinart. It turns into like a peanut butter. Then you add your chocolate, then the eggs, then the sugar, then vanilla. You scrape them out, and then you mix them with the flour. It's the blue corn flour. At the end, like if you want to garnish something, I add the prickly pear. Prickly pear is back home. That was our dessert, you know, when we were herding sheep, you know. It's like, hey, you know, there's that fruit that my people just use it like the way like you're eating apple. Just clean off the hair and, you know, you just eat it like that. So the same thing I did is like, well, what can I do with it? So we grind them, take the juice and just separate it from the seeds and we make it back into the syrup and add honey to it. Then some people add sugar to it, but I usually add honey to it. I just wanted to say, during the pickings, we make often, there's a reason why that we, there's other living thing that lives out there we share it with. So we make offerings, then we take the food. That's enough. Just enough to, you know, so we save some for the birds and so those, so it can continue on growing again. And then whatever it's left, I usually put it back where it came from. Give back to the earth, say thank you. That's like all part of Thanksgiving. Hehe means thank you. The nature that shared that with us. So we share that with the people and then we give it back. You want me to share a little Thanksgiving song with you guys?
Sure.
Okay. Here it goes. Hey yo, hey yo, hey hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo. That's just something that asking the Creator, thank you for giving us all the food, the medicine, and all that.
Walter Whitewater is a member of the Navajo tribe and the culinary advisor for the cookbook Foods of the Southwest Indian Nations, Traditional and Contemporary Native American Recipes. To read step-by-step instructions for this and all the recipes our contributors offered, and to see photos of some of the dishes, visit our website, npr.org/tellmemore, and happy eating to you. That's our program for today. I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.